Hello, and thank you for joining us today in downloading the Grace Tabernacle podcast. We invite you to journey with us as we transform our hearts and focus our eyes to worship. It is our hope and prayer that this message will be helpful for achieving the goal of growing closer with Christ. Now let's join in fellowship with a message from our pastor, Gary Washburn.
I'm going to preach about 15 minutes. Everybody laugh. I'm going to try. And then I've got a video clip I want you to see for about 15 minutes that's really important. Okay. I need some help real quick, some men. If you did not get, or if you would like another copy of the identity statement, if you'll take one of those and pass those out. I need some other men, too. Come on. Other, different men. Would you... stand right here. 1 second. Stand right here. Okay. There's actually two different kinds. Okay. Now, here is a card about our church. It doesn't have my name on it. It just has Grace Tabernacle, and it has the times where we are. And on the back is a map and all that. So that's our church card. And this is a card Brother Phil Minnick, who is an evangelist, uses this just to bless people with it. It says, do you ever feel nobody really cares? You can call this number, and that's actually his number. He picks up, and Jesus cares, and so do I, and he prays with people. But on the back of it, he put our church. So these are two. Let's give some. They'll give these to Luther. Mm-hmm. And what, honey?
Going to say what he does, if it is a woman, he will get her to usually to me, or and then I can have, if I have another phone number or so, that we can have him get that woman's number to you. That would be very good. So because he would rather do that. So yeah.
Well, here's what I want us to do. Thank you, my brother. Excellent. The best advertisement we have is looking at me right now. Now, you ought to smile. You look a lot prettier when you smile.
There it is.
There you go.
How's it pick a card?
Pick any card? Okay. I want you to take at least one card. Either one or one of each. Okay. And ask God to put you in someone's path this week before Sunday that you're supposed to give that to. Don't just go give it out. Ask God to direct you. The Holy Spirit will lead you. There's somebody that's looking for this church that doesn't know it's here.
Amen.
And they might come Sunday morning because God uses you to put this in their hand. And they said, I'm going to go check that church out. Yeah, this one you can leave anywhere, but I'm trying to encourage people to make a face-to-face contact. Okay, so that's the best advertisement we have, is to do a face-to-face contact. So, would you be so bold as to stop right now and pray and ask God to cross your path with somebody this week that you're just supposed to give them this card and encourage them, tell them about your church and invite them. Would you do that? Just pray right now. God, give me one person. Put that one person. And he may have already given you somebody. May give you a face right now. Somebody, a neighbor, somebody. Just give me that one person, God. One person. I'm going to go do my part, and I trust you'll do your part. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, go ahead and pass them out. If you want more, there's more there. But everybody, at least take one. All right, so I have locked myself in to say 15 minutes. So I'm going to preach, teach, and I want you to listen really fast. The identity statement comes up on the screen. In fact, this is so important, I want you to stand up right now. Would you please stand up with me? Let's have the identity statement come up on the screen. My identity in Christ, and let's say it together. Because of Christ's redemption, I am a new creation of great worth. Stop. You see that next part in and color. You need to say this with passion. You need to say it, listen to me. You need to say it like this or better. You can probably do better. I am deeply loved by God. Now, try it. I am deeply loved by God. I am completely forgiven. I am fully pleasing to God. I'm totally accepted by God, and I'm absolutely complete in Christ. Now, before you sit down, next slide. I can't tell if you believe or not. Just because you tell me that you believe this, I can't really tell. You don't know if I really believe this. And the part we're going to focus on tonight is I must believe that I am deeply loved by God. And I'm going to tell you why. You won't make it in this life if you don't really, really believe that. Now, I know you're in church on Wednesday night, and you're supposed to say, yes, I know that. And we learned as little children, Jesus loves me, this I know. But that's not enough. That's not enough. It's okay for a child, but after you've lived life and you've had disappointments, and you've had heartache, and you've had broken heart. Jesus loves me, this I know, because the Bible tells me, so is not enough. I am deeply loved by God. Do I really believe this? Or am I just talking a good game? Okay, go ahead and be seated. Now, last week I introduced this identity statement to you, and we went over it, and I don't know if you are doing what I ask you to do as your spiritual leader in your life, as a pastor, as an influencer, a motivator, encourager, a pastor, a teacher, a shepherd. I ask you, I say, put this somewhere where you go over it every day. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand to see if you did or not, but if you didn't, then kick yourself in the hiney before you leave. God put a spiritual person in your life called a pastor, a shepherd, a leader to help you. And this is not going to help you if you don't do what the shepherd is leading you to do. So start. Okay? You don't have to kick yourself. Now, I want to focus on this one thing. I am deeply loved by God. Without personally knowing this by revelation from God to you, you will find it extremely difficult to trust God. It's hard to trust somebody you're not sure if they really love you all the time. Many people, Christians, in this church, in this room tonight, feel rejected and not loved by God, but they would never say it. But they feel rejected. They don't feel loved by God because of some bad experiences they have had. And they need the living experience of revelation from God to them. Not some preacher just telling them. They need a personal revelation from God to them that they are deeply love by God. And if they don't get that, if you don't get that, you will not trust God in certain areas of your life. You can go through the motions. You can go through church, and you may be faithful. You may tithe. You may do all the Christian stuff that you're told that you're supposed to do. But you'll never desire the kingdom of God, the government God of God, over the kingdom of self until you personally experience for yourself that God has revealed He deeply loves you, and He'll reveal it to you differently than He'll reveal it to somebody else. You need a personal revelation of this. And it's okay to ask God for that. It's okay to be honest and say, God, I know I'm supposed to believe that You love me, and I know that Jesus died on the cross. He's my Savior. I believe all that. But sometimes, God, I'm not sure that You really love me. And being honest is the first place to go with God. He already knows it anyway. Question, how do I know personally, experientially, God deeply loves me? Is it because things that I call are good things have happened to me? My life's blessed. I'm financially prospering. I'm walking in great health. My marriage is good. I'm blessed. God loves me. I don't have any financial problem. Neither does a drug dealer. People love me. So do prostitutes. They don't have any problem with people loving on them. Are you listening to me? You can't determine God deeply loves you by looking at the external circumstances. Because if you do, there's going to come a time in your life when the finances are not there. Maybe the health is not there. Maybe the marriage is not doing good. Maybe the kids aren't doing good. Maybe your business is failing. And you're going to suddenly start to ask questions. Why, God? What have I done wrong? Why have You quit loving me? Are you listening? What causes people to repent according to the Bible? Romans 2:4 is the answer. It is the that leads you to change. The goodness of God. Wow. This is something you have to experience. The Bible says, oh, taste for yourself. Experience and see the Lord's good. We have five physical senses. They have spiritual counterparts. Seeing, hearing, smelling, feeling, and taste, or feelings or touch. They also have spiritual counterparts. We can see things in the spirit. Visions. God speaks to you through a dream. Sometimes through circumstances. Yesterday, God showed me a flash of a rainbow in my car. I mean, it was a reflection off of the rain that was happening outside and the windshield. But in a moment, rainbow. At just the time I was praying to Him about something I needed hope in. You can't tell me that was coincidence. See, hearing, like you're doing right now. You're hearing me teach. You're hearing me preach the word. The smelling is your nose detectors. You spiritually can pick up on atmospheres. I picked up on an atmosphere when I came in here and among the band and everybody. It was a pleasant place. It was a loving place. It's a warm place. Feelings of peace or not having peace are sometimes how you detect where God wants you to go or what he wants you to do. And they say that taste is, you either taste things that are sweet, sour, salt, or bitter. So, have you tasted and seen when God said something is sin, don't do it? Have you tasted the bitterness of that and seen why God says that's sin? Because it hurts you. It's poison to you. It'll bring suffering to you. Have you tasted and seen what God calls as good and right? And when you taste that, do you get the life and the joy and the peace from that? At the moment when you first taste immorality, I know you've never done that. At the moment you first taste lust of the flesh or some sort of immorality, it tastes sweet. And you go, oh, I like that. And then it's addicting. And then one day, the bitterness shows up. What was sweet in the mouth turned bitter. And you realize, ooh, this hurts. Ooh, this causes so much pain. It hurts others. It hurts me. And you have to realize this is not God punishing you. You have tasted and you have seen what God said is not good is really not good by experience. Are you understanding? I've already gone over my 15 minutes. In the Garden of Eden, don't eat of the tree, of the fruit of the tree to the knowledge of good and evil. Okay. God's not around that we can't see. Why were they tempted? Eve and Adam. Why were they tempted to go eat of something that God says, don't do it? Well, sure, the devil, yeah. But what was the tempt? What was it in? What were they questioning? The goodness. Well, we know God, yeah, but is God really good all the time? I mean, if he deeply loved me, why would he withhold good from me? So here's my question, and it's very, very important. This is more important than I ever realized until this week. Do you know for sure, and can you say without any question, I'm deeply loved by God? Even if no one else says it, can you say it? Don't answer. Don't answer. Don't answer. Your life is speaking the answer already. Much of my Christian life, I've asked this question. And the issue is, the answer to this really will determine whether you'll stay in faith to the very end or if you'll cut and run. Look at what Job said. Man who suffered more than anybody that we know other than Jesus. He says, if I go to the east, God's not there. If I go to the west, I can't find him. When he's at work in the north, I don't see him. When he turns to the south, I catch no glimpse of him. There was a time in Job's life he couldn't see God anywhere. If you haven't had this experience yet, good news, bad news, it's coming. And if you were to ask Job during this time in his life, do you know if God deeply loves you? What do you think he might say? Come on, be honest. Yeah, during this time. Would he, might he say, I'm not sure? I'm really not sure God loves me. Could there be a time coming in your life where you might honestly say, I'm not really sure? I'm just trying to get you to be honest. Don't come into church and be one person and then be different. I just want you to be real. I think we would ask that. I would ask that. Taste and see the Lord is good. This is learning from life experience that what may start out bitter, but in the end will turn out good and sweet. Some things in life are bitter to us, but cause us to go where we would not have gone had we gone through it. In the end, Job says, I know my Redeemer lives, and I'm going to see him face to face. But that was after he went through some things. Goodness always teaches us something true about God that we did not know. Now, I'm rushing real quick because I want to I want to get this part out to you. Paul's prayer in Ephesians 3, 17 through 18. And I'll have to come back because I'll go too long. In Ephesians 3, 17, he says, may you be rooted and grounded in love. Here's what this is supposed to look like. Hurricane comes. I'm deeply loved by God. Boils come from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I'm deeply loved by God. Financial disaster. I'm deeply loved by God. I don't know many people like that, but that's where we're going. That's God's goal. May you be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love. Not your love, but that God loves you. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how we should, how wide, how long, how high, how deep is his love for me. And may you experience the love of Christ, though it's too great to understand. Then, everybody say then. Then you'll be made complete as you come to know through experience for yourselves the love of Christ, which far surpasses knowledge, mere knowledge without experience. That you, say this part with me, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God's divine presence himself. Woo! Experiencing love goes far beyond Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. That's good. And you can believe the Bible and you can trust the Bible. But experiencing it gives you the personal revelation that you'll endure whatever comes. How do you know from experience that God deeply loves you? Everybody here's got a story. We must relearn who we really are and unlearn who we've been. This is a word that came to me earlier this previous year, and it just keeps coming back to me. And I say this right here because this is a perfect place. It's the word of the Lord in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 9. And he says, the word of the Lord says, if you will not believe, you won't be established. Everything we receive from God, we receive by faith. Everything. Our needs don't move God. Faith moves God. Are you with me? You need to get this issue, and I'm getting this issue settled in me. I need it more than anybody. How can I stand up and preach the gospel and not be 100% absolutely convinced by personal revelation and experience that I'm deeply loved by God and God deeply loves every one of you? How can I do that without any, with passion if I believe it 99%? So we need to get this really deep in us, folks, and with total assurance and never doubt again, no matter what comes our way, not based on good things or bad things that are going to happen to me in this life. I want you to say it with me, even though you're not sure yet, maybe. I am deeply. Say it with passion. I'm deeply. Now, valid question, how do you know? How do you know? If you don't have experience to back it up. That's right, my brother. You got to have experience. Let's roll this clip. No, I'm not going to wait till next week because I'm so excited about it. If you have to leave, I understand, that's okay. But it's 7:28. Okay. It's 15 minutes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bless your heart, honey. No, you're not going to be cheated, honey. Nope. We're a full gospel church, not a half gospel. We preach a whole. Let's roll the clip if you can.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope that today's message has made an impact on your life and has helped you move closer to the heart of the Father. For more Grace Tabernacle resources, or if you desire further counseling or prayer, please feel free to contact us at 352-748-3255 or visit us on the web at gracetab.org. Have a blessed day.